Read number one.
For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Harley-Davidson has entered into a partnership with an Asian manufacturer to help the company build and expand in overseas markets. The company plans to introduce bikes with 250 to 500cc engines, as well as electric motorcycles. Harley says it will spend as much as $275 million to stimulate growth, with that sum being generated by cost-cutting and reallocation of previously planned investments. CEO Mike Levitic says the overseas investments are meant to overcome tariffs and, quote, non-economic trade barriers. The Brewers lost to the Giants yesterday 8-3. The crew continues their West Coast tour, taking on the Dodgers tonight at 10 p.m. Central Time. Read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Green Bay's areas with little to no oxygen or aquatic life, known as dead zones, are said to be getting larger and lasting longer. The dead zones are caused by dead algae fed by nutrient runoff, sinking to the bottom of the lake and decomposing. Dead zones can swell and shrink from year to year based on rain, snowmelt, and runoff. The Dean of Freshwater Sciences at UWM said the bay is a simple reflection of what's happening to the landscape. Meanwhile, in Packers news, Packers return to the practice field today. Reports from training camp so far indicate good developing chemistry between quarterback Aaron Rodgers and new Packers tight end Jimmy Graham. The five-time Pro Bowler has caught passes from Drew Brees and Russell Wilson and is reportedly in awe of Rodgers, saying he's in a category of his own. Rodgers was equally complimentary of Graham, saying he will be a matchup issue for opposing defenses. Read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Retired lawyer Mike Gonring has been awarded the American Bar Association's award for his contributions toward expanding access to legal services for those unable to afford it. The John H. Pickering Award is named after a Washington, D.C. lawyer who promoted pro bono representation and worked on issues impacting the elderly. Gonring has worked on behalf of victims of domestic violence and started a clinic for undocumented immigrants at the Mexican consulate in Milwaukee. Funeral services for Milwaukee officer Michael Mahalski are scheduled this Wednesday at Oak Creek Assembly of God, which will be holding the funeral on behalf of Mahalski's home church of Grace Community Church in West Dallas. Visitation is scheduled for 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., with a service set to begin at 3. Read number 4. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. Governor Walker was in Green Bay yesterday to discuss a $200 million plan to lower Obamacare premiums. Under Walker's plan, costs are expected to go down by as much as 5% next year for individuals obtaining insurance through the ACA marketplace. Walker has simultaneously sought to end the Affordable Care Act. And just a reminder, Wisconsin's gubernatorial primary and four other statewide elections are being held August 14th. You can register to vote at a municipal clerk's office, online, or at the polls. For more information or to find out if you are still registered, head to myvote.wi.gov. High today around 80 degrees, sunny. Overnight low of 62, Tuesday high of 78, partly cloudy, Wednesday high of 81, partly cloudy. Holy shit, let's do the news the fuck over. Let's do the whole thing. Fuck it, let's do it live. High today around 77 degrees in Milwaukee. Tuesday high of 78, partly cloudy. Wednesday high 81, partly cloudy. Thursday, high to 80 degrees and partly sunny. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Keith Gosted. High today of 77 degrees, sunny. Sunshine today with a high of 77.